Apple is continuing its annual Worldwide Developers Conference today. So far, the company has struck a tone different than some expected. Yes, revealing some features to help manage time spent on its devices, but no broad apologies like the ones we've seen from Facebook and others. So for more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is a senior editor at Recode. Kurt, talk more about the broad message that Apple's sending out.
Well, unlike a Facebook or a Google, Apple is not an advertising business. So they have this really great opportunity right now to try and differentiate themselves from a lot of the other companies that are out there apologizing and really actually took a few swipes at the Facebooks and Googles of the world saying, hey, you don't need to worry about, you know, data privacy with us. In fact, we're going to roll out features to help you handle that kind of sharing with other companies and even limit the amount of time you spend using those other apps. That's a benefit that Apple has right now because of the business it runs.
Well, and just go a little further. I mean, Apple really doesn't care, and others have pointed it out. Apple doesn't care how much you use their iPhone. They just want you to buy their iPhone, whereas Google and others are dependent on you constantly using their services because that's how they make money, because of the advertising they sell.
Exactly. And so Apple came out with this interesting product yesterday called Screen Time, which users are going to be able to look at their phone and see how much time am I spending using certain apps or certain services, and then actually set limits to how much they want to use those. So if you feel that you are addicted to Instagram or using it too much, you can set a limit on your phone. Hey, I only want to use it this amount of time per day. That's a terrible thing for Facebook, right?
Yeah.
The Facebook doesn't want you to use less time on Instagram. But in Apple's case, it's okay. As long as you see that as a useful feature, that's a win for Apple. So that's why they're coming out with this kind of stuff.
Well, especially since parents will potentially use that screen time to place limits on how much their kids are on Instagram, which is, you know, getting extraordinary. But I'm wondering if someone's going to see this, you know, Apple offering this as, it's like a drug dealer offering you some Narcan, you know, to go. Because they also say, and we have all these other great bells and whistles that we want to show you that will make you use the apps more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they came out and said, hey, we have these new augmented reality features. You know, you're going to be able to, transform your face so that you either look like a cool cartoon version of yourself or maybe even look like a dinosaur or something like that. And you can have conversations with people in that kind of physical form. They came out with group FaceTime. So you and up to, I believe, 32 people can all be on the same FaceTime call together. So it's not as if they're saying, hey, use our phones as little as possible. I mean, they're certainly coming out with things where they want people to use the phone. But those are Apple products.
Well, and what about sharing data? Facebook, let's talk about that for a second. They have gotten into a lot of trouble about how they handle privacy. In April, there was, of course, that political research company, Cambridge Analytica. It turned out they'd gotten a hold of data from Facebook. Then over the weekend, the New York Times reported Facebook had allowed dozens of hardware manufacturers, including Apple, to access personal user data. What more do we know about that? And what has Facebook said in response?
So Facebook has come out and said, hey, these are partnerships, right? So before Facebook had mobile apps, before you go to the App Store, the Google Play Store, and download the Facebook app, they still wanted Facebook to work on smartphones. So they started partnering with all of the different smartphone makers, including folks like an Apple, as you mentioned, or even, you know, BlackBerry, Nokia, companies like that, so that there were ways for you to kind of replicate the Facebook experience on a mobile phone. But obviously, in order for Facebook to work on a Nokia phone, Nokia has to be able to have access to you and your personal data, which includes data about your friends, because those are the people you're interacting with. And so how do we know that these phone makers, the Apples of the world, used that data that they had access to responsibly? And Facebook has said, hey, there has been, you know, no misuse of that data. But again, this is at the very beginning of this. So we're kind of yet to figure out exactly if this is a problem or if this is just something we weren't really familiar with.
Yeah. Going back to the addiction issue and Apple, the investment firm Jana Partners and the California State Teachers Retirement System recently sent an open letter to Apple saying, please research the health effects of your products, particularly on children. Do you ever see, you know, a real reckoning over this, over what these devices are doing, especially to children?
I think there's a lot of people that are starting to have more thoughtful discussions around the role of technology, and especially among kids, because it's not at all uncommon for parents to, you know, throw on YouTube and pop the kids in front of the iPad for a couple of hours. It's a great babysitter, right? But the only way that these companies are really going to change is if people actually change their behavior or force them to act by maybe not buying a phone or spending less time. And as of right now, as far as I can tell, no one is being punished in that way. You know, Facebook is not being punished because people are still using Facebook, and Apple's not being punished because people are still buying the iPhone. So until people start kind of voting with their dollar, I don't see this as being a top priority for these companies, although I do think all of them want to come across as being thoughtful and responsible in this way. So we're going to hear more about this. I'm just not sure how dramatic of an impact it's actually going to have.
In the meantime, Apple has screen time. Kurt Wagner, senior editor at Recode, thank you.
Thank you.